On this day in history, October the 1st, that is ragtime performer Max Mirath, born on this day in Colorado Springs, Colorado, playing the piano roll and rag during our musical interludes. And on this day in history, October 1st, a lot of things happen. But let's start with something where we're sitting right now. This radio station, our program, is sitting on the campuses of Morgan State University, and it was on this day in 1872 that Morgan State College was founded. On this day in 1872, so happy birthday to Morgan State University and on this, its Founders Day. So a lot did happen on this day in history. Let's go through a few of those things before we leap into our program here with Charles Blow. There was a number of things that have happened, and I just want to kind of throw some of them out to you that that were of interest. It was on this day in 1949 that the People's Republic of China was established, and it's interesting, the juxtaposition being what's going on in Hong Kong today that took on the Founders Day of China is about that moment and how that China is kind of being threatened in many ways by what's happening in Hong Kong and Xinjiang province in the West with the Uyghurs. We'll be covering all that in the next hour, but it's interesting that this day happens on this day. This is the day in 1964 the free speech movement began in California, at Berkeley, at University of California, Berkeley, that was started by a lot of white kids who left Mississippi, went back to Berkeley to get their degrees when they had worked for SNCC and other groups in the South, and created this free speech movement in Berkeley demanding more democratic control of universities. Began on this day in 1964 in Berkeley, California. And this was the day in 1966. A lot of movement things happened, a movement being the movement in this country from the 60s. This was the day in 1966 that Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale founded the Black Panther Party. And for those of you who love boxing, as I do, this is a day that 1975 was the Thriller in Manila. Muhammad Ali defeating Joe Frazier, who has been a guest on the show a couple of times and was an amazing human being. I think a really decent human being, Joe Frazier, both men. But this day, the Thriller in Manila took place on this day in 1975. And we will close with what happened on this day in 1962. This was a day when 12,000 federal troops were ordered to the University of Mississippi campus. James Meredith had to be escorted by federal marshals to register at the University of Mississippi. And the former general, Walker himself, was arrested as a major general of the U.S. Army for the charge of inciting insurrection and seditious conspiracy. All that happened on this day in 1962. So that is our day in history. There's much more to this day in history. We just encourage you all to go to steinershow.org. We can click on our day in history, see what happened on this day. We can take a break. Going to break with Albert Collins. 1932, this electric blues guitarist, one of the great men of all time on the guitar, born in Leona, Texas. In Trouble with Money. We'll be right back.